facets looked at these and said, who in their right minds would exchange our beautiful Scandinavian design with the hefts and the keys and the little handle that you twirl and makes a satisfying sound when you turn it for this horrible, cheap, flickering device, flimsy piece of work? Facets doubled down on their factories. And of course, they went out of business. And the point here, of course, is that they didn't see, they couldn't see, because they were so immersed in what they were doing, they just didn't have the bandwidth to see that it wasn't the product that they were making that was important. It was the customer need that they were satisfying. And the alternative product, the competitor, was better at satisfying the same customer need. The next level up, they see the problem. They recognize the problem. They even have some analytical capabilities to evaluate the problem. But they don't have everything that it takes. And responding to a problem is also a change process, which is hard to conduct, which is hard to carry out. And a good example of that is Wang. And when I was in Boston, this morning you would have heard Arnie Barnett. Turns out Arnie Barnett was the head of the PhD program at MIT when I was at MIT. So he's been around. I remember him from that time. And at that time, so was Wang in Boston. So Wang, as you may remember, for the folks who remember that far back, was a word processing company. It made word processors. It had thousands of employees. And they were very successful word processor manufacturers. And then PCs appeared. And they, overnight, there was no demand for them anymore. And there was no way that they could switch. So the next level, the next...